USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26th and 27th. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. World leaders are sending out New Year's Day messages. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diet. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift, and they've extended this special through this week. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up now, and you'll get the WAR 40% discount, and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 40% off for you. Your spouse is free. 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. The most affected U.S. carriers were, in order, Southwest, SkyWest, American, Delta, and United. The majority of the U.S. cancellations were from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Many of them were delayed due to the New Year's Day snowstorm. The city received 9 inches of snow over the holiday. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FAA warned that an increased number of its own employees are testing positive for the virus, which may result in forced reductions in traffic volumes to maintain adequate oversight and safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While celebrating Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican on the occasion of the Roman Catholic Feast Day, which honors Mother Mary, Pope Francis encouraged the faithful to make greater efforts to safeguard mothers and protect women. Also marking the day as World Peace Day, the pontiff compared modern-day mothers and their children fleeing conflicts and famine or waiting in refugee camps to Mother Mary's trials in caring for baby Jesus while in dire poverty. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Pope Francis is calling for an end to violence against women. In a series of tweets posted Saturday, the Pope praising mothers and calling on the world to protect women. He said that to hurt a woman is to insult God. The tweet echoed the contents of his New Year's Day sermon to the faithful from the Vatican in Rome. The Mass was the first time since 2019 that the Pope addressed Catholics on New Year's Day after missing 2020's address due to back pain.
A massive sun shield aboard the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope. A massive sun shield aboard the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope has been successfully unfurled in a crucial step for its operations. Webb is just 9 days into a 29-day deployment process in which the telescope will slowly unfold. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.